Our arrival into the Egyptian harbour city of Rakotis was nothing like I anticipated. I had pictured the five of us standing triumphantly at the prow as the ship drew into port. Intef on one side of me, Isnefret on the other. Rennie and Behinu behind them, Mao perhaps already tucked into her basket and slung over Behinu's shoulder. My babe still secure in my belly, or, at the very least, cradled in my arms. Instead, I had only my shadow for company. I glanced down to where it stretched along the deck, attached as always to my soles. "I suppose it is not what you pictured either, Shadow," I said. "Do you feel his loss as keenly as I do?" But my shadow didn't respond, and although I had not expected it to, I felt all the more lonely. Did it blame me for the loss of both Intef and his shadow? Did it hate me now? We had built some level of trust in the hours we were separated while in the underworld. No doubt that was ruined now. Isnefret disturbed my lonely thoughts as she came up behind me, accompanied by Rennie.
"Samun?"
"I am well.
Rennie thinks it best we hide your face, so I brought you a shawl."
"Why?"
"It is unlikely anyone here would recognize me, and besides, I look nothing like I used to."
"There were many images of your face in Memphis," Rennie said. "Murals, statues. Plenty of opportunities for someone to recognize you. Possibly lots of motive, too. There might be a reward for information on you."
"Surely not after all this time. We have been gone for, what, 2 years?
"Must be close to that," Rennie said. "Still, I think we cannot afford to risk it until we know what the situation here is. We have heard little from Egypt for some time now."
Intef would want me to do whatever Rennie said, so I took the shawl and draped it over my head. "How do you feel?" Isnefret asked, as she fussed over the shawl, positioning it just so. "A little tired, but well enough."
I didn't miss the concerned look that flashed between them.
"Rennie?"
Isnefret started, but he already nodded. "As soon as the ship docks, you and Behinu find somewhere she can rest, while I go secure lodgings."
"I really am only a little tired," I said.
"We cannot risk it," Rennie said. "You know what happens when you get too tired."
The times the eye had twisted my mind had all been when I was tired. We didn't know for certain that fatigue was what allowed the eye to influence me, but it was our best guess. The eye made me crave power. When I was under its spell, I would forget that my friends were no longer my servants and would expect them to carry out my orders. I would believe I was queen again. We all feared what I might do if I sank too far under the eye's control. We left the ship as soon as we were permitted to disembark, carrying our various bags and packs. We had only brought as much food as we would need for the 8-day journey from Crete to Rakotis, but we had accumulated an unwieldy number of other items on our travels, including cooking pots, blankets, warm clothes, and our hide shelter.
"Wait over there in the shade," Rennie said. "Try not to engage with anyone. We don't want any rumours spreading, especially not before we know whether anyone is watching for Samun."
"Shall I come with you?" Behinu asked.
"No, wait here with the others. Your face might be recognised just as easily as Samun or Isnefret. It would only take one person who worked in the palace, or who had reason to go there at some point, for word to get out."
"Nobody will remember me," Behinu said. "I was just a slave. Nobody ever even saw me."
"Or me," Isnefret added. "It is only Samun we need worry about."
"You might be surprised at how a particular face sticks in someone's memory," Rennie said. "Perhaps you were kind to them once, or got in their way when they were in a hurry. The smallest thing could make them remember you."